This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Welcome back into The Drive. It is an honor. It is a pleasure to be joined by my friend Nate Taylor. I don't need to talk about where he used to work, because now that boy's moving on up to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Fish don't fry in the kitchen and beans don't burn on the grill. Nate Taylor, he works for ESPN now. Nate Taylor, how you doing, man?
Oh, what an intro. My goodness. I'm great, man. I'm sweaty up here in Bristol, Connecticut, on ESPN headquarters, but man, it's been an amazing last couple of days. So thank you to you, to Rob, obviously Spectre, everybody else at the station, and obviously so many people have been really nice, really gracious, congratulating me. So I just want to thank my city, honestly, like my beloved hometown. It's great to be on with you, man.
Have you taken the picture in front of the old ESPN sign? I feel like that's a staple for everybody who just starts working at ESPN.
You know it, baby. You know it. Now, no one else is going to have this but you, Carrington. Because of the Trey Smith deal today, which was expected, I want to make that very clear, it was expected, working on breaking the news with Adam Schefter, it's like, okay, that's right. NFL Live is in a couple hours. I got to get ready for that. And so as soon as I got done with my segment on NFL Live, one of the producers brought me right to the sign. So it was a very fitting moment to take that photo, given how many of my friends and obviously colleagues have done it in the past. And you'll probably see it sooner rather than later.
Right now, we're joined by Nate Taylor. He is now the Chiefs reporter for ESPN. All right, let's just start with this. You said that this was to be expected. I think we all kind of felt this way once we saw the franchise tag. They let Joe Tooney go. They didn't really seem like they had much options. They were going to pay Trey Smith, and they were going to pay him very handsomely.
Yeah, and I think for some people, they're like, well, that's perhaps a lot of money. And the answer is yes. The contracts go up each time someone is ready, healthy, in their prime of their career, one of the best players at their position, you just automatically are going to get a record-setting deal. Now, what's interesting here, Carrington, is the Chiefs basically gave up their leverage with what you just said. When they traded Joe Tooney to the Chicago Bears to get an extra pick, which is fine because he's an aging star player, he's 32 years old, you know you're going to have to really go into the bank. And there were even moments as earlier as today, Carrington, where the Chiefs were going through like, okay, we're going to do this. We know we're going to do this. Trey Smith's representation knows we're going to do this. So what was Clark Hunt comfortable with in terms of the guaranteed dollars? And now what we've known is that essentially for 3 years, Trey Smith is going to be making real significant money. And as we've reported already, $70 million virtually guaranteed on signing is the most for an interior offensive lineman in NFL history. So because you traded Joe Tooney, because you didn't draft anybody at his position with a top pick in the draft as competition or as a way to mitigate some of your risk, it all leads to today. And I know people were somewhat uncomfortable with the timing of it because it was so close to the 3 o'clock deadline. What's fascinating is so does Trey Smith and so does Trey Smith's representation. So if we can squeeze them for as long as we can, that gives us an extra million or two. That's why you do it. That's why the deal got done. But this was a deal that both sides knew had to be done today.
I've been taking a lot of arrows for this opinion, and that's fine. Sometimes that's the job. I don't love this contract for the positional value. Trey Smith is a very, very good player, no question. Trey Smith is now the seventh highest paid offensive lineman. If you take this contract and move it to another position, let's say wide receiver, he has been paid like he's the ninth best wide receiver in the league. That's not what I would pay for my right guard. I would have moved on from Trey Smith back in March. I would have then drafted his replacement and used that money elsewhere. That's obviously not what the Chiefs have done. How do you feel about that aspect of this, talking about the positional value that they have paid a center and a right guard a whole lot of money the last two off seasons?
Yeah. I mean, this is it, right? You draft players with the hope of developing them into star players, into legitimate contributors, guys you will win football games because of. And no, they don't score touchdowns. They don't run with the ball. The worst case for them is their name actually being brought up in the broadcast. But for Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith, who have known each other since, what, ninth grade, there are best friends on the team. They are tied to Patrick Mahomes now. That was the plan back in 2021. And because you drafted and developed and they were immediately good from the moment they stepped on the field and they've only gotten better over time, this is what happens. I know one reason why you can do this now, one reason why Clark Hunt and Brett Veach and Andy Reid to a certain extent can stomach this is because, well, Rashee Rice is still on a rookie contract. Isaiah Pacheco is still on a rookie contract. Xavier Worthy obviously just finished his rookie season. Hollywood Brown's only on 1 year deal. Same for Juju Smith-Schuster. So from a skill position standpoint, obviously Travis Kelce, we'll see what happens, but it is likely that 2025 will be his final season. So you have sort of the availability from a salary cap sheet to make this work for the next couple of years where you have the highest paid center and the highest paid guard because those guys are elite at their positions. It's unquestionable to me that Creed Humphrey is the best center in the league, full stop. From the moment Jason Kelce retired, Creed Humphrey became the best center in the league. The only way this deal works in the Chiefs' favor from a true monetary value based on the production equation, Carrington, Trey Smith's got to become Joe Tooney. That's exactly what he has to become to make this deal be an absolute home run for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's a better player-friendly deal than it is a team-friendly deal. And so I know when you have this dynastic run, a lot of times you need guys to take team-friendly deals. Well, I'll tell you this right now. Chris Jones is not on a team-friendly deal, and neither is Trey Smith, and they are two of the highest-paid players on the team alongside Patrick Mahomes, who was severely underpaid based on his value and his production. But this is the risk-reward that you play, and because you traded away Joe Tooney, you think Trey Smith in years 26, 27, 28, and maybe even 29, if he even gets to the fourth year of the deal, can be an all-pro player, can be someone that one day will potentially be in Canton, Ohio. I know that's going to happen for Joe Tooney already. That'll be the question for Trey Smith because it's great to be a Pro Bowl right guard. But now can you go to the elite, to the elitist? Can you get to a first-team all-pro? Can you be a second-team all-pro? Can you be as consistent and as technically sound, especially in pass protection, as Joe Tooney? Well, that's asking a lot, but that's what the contract demands from this day forward.
Right now, we're talking to Nate Taylor. He is now with ESPN. He is the new Chiefs reporter for ESPN. You're right. I just pulled up Joe Tooney. I mean, he was an all-pro in 22, 23, and 24. Like, we're talking about one of the best offensive linemen in all of the National Football League. That certainly would be taking a jump. This was a point that I made earlier in the open is there are no more excuses for the Chiefs offense. You have who people perceive to be the best quarterback in the NFL, the best head coach in the NFL. You have spent a bunch of resources up front, whether it's with Jalen Moore, $21 million, a first round pick when it comes to Josh Simmons. You have the highest paid center, the highest paid right guard. You have one of the highest paid right tackles in the league. You have spent a first round pick on a wide receiver, a second round pick on a wide receiver, have a future Hall of Fame tight end. This is an offense that needs to get back to being top five, top eight in the league and not kind of hovering around average the way that they have been in terms of points per game the last couple of years.
Right. At this point, the Chiefs need to clearly stay healthy. They should be plenty motivated based on what happened in the Super Bowl, of course, Carrington. And I completely agree. It can no longer be a top 12 offense. Hell, it can't even be a top eight anymore. If Patrick Mahomes is protected, if Creed Humphrey plays to expectation, if Trey Smith plays to expectation, if you have a better solution to the left tackle position while also giving up some of your strength at left guard, well, that's a fair trade in a lot of senses and a lot of teams will make because of the positional value and essentially what we saw last year from what Patrick had to go through, the amount of hits he took, the most hits he's ever taken in his career because of the instability at left tackle. So, hey, you have Jawan Taylor for another year at right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Tackle, and you got three receivers that, if they stay healthy, have never played a snap together with a Hall of Fame tight end and a coach and an offensive coordinator that have known each other for decades. So it's got to be top five. Everyone obviously needs to stay healthy, but it's time for the offense to give back to the defense. And we don't say that often in Kansas City, but these are why you made these moves, because the defense has really carried much of the offense to where you could give Mahomes a chance to win you the game in the fourth quarter. And most of the time, that's going to happen. Well, the offense could not give the defense a chance in the Super Bowl. That has to change this upcoming season, because that's the greatest way this team can improve from last year to this year with a quarterback who, by the way, is going to turn 30 in September. So this is the time to maximize, similar like it was in 2019 and in some ways even 2022, because of that draft class and the fact that you had Nick Bolton, Trey Smith, Creed Humphrey all gaining so much experience as rookies in 2021 and having that, you know, disappointing loss of Cincinnati Bengals in the AFC Championship game. These things go in cycles. And so if you're the Chiefs, it's got to be similar to 2019 and it's got to be similar to 2022 in terms of how the offense bounces back to being truly something that is feared in the league.
If you had to look into your crystal ball, give me the percentage chance that Jalen Moore is starting for the Chiefs at left tackle in week one. Give me the percentage that Jawan Taylor is starting at right tackle for week one.
100% for Jawan Taylor. I see no reasons to think that that is really a competition. It's great, and I really mean this, it's great to have Wanya Morris as your swing tackle if that's what it's going to come down to. But this is Jawan Taylor's final season based on his contract. And so I don't have any issues with him. When it comes to left tackle and Joshua Simmons being in the mix, obviously having a much quicker rehab than most people thought, you know, before the draft in terms of his left knee injury. Well, that gives me like 70% in favor of Jalen Moore. Still a overwhelming advantage, but I talked to more and more people, and you know, because Josh Simmons is young, because he was already an athletic freak before his knee injury, potentially he has a chance to return faster than most people expected. And then once he learns the speed of the game, once he, you know, obviously fills out his body in terms of raw strength, and he can sort of, as long as he, I mean, there's been no issues with the mental acuity of Josh Simmons and whether or not he's going to translate, you know, from the ears onto the NFL field. So even coming off a left knee injury that was non-contact that ended his, you know, his college season last year, I still give him a 30% shot, which is quite large considering that the Chiefs were so desperate at the start of free agency, which is why I always felt and still do that this is Jalen Moore's job to lose unless something really unforeseen happens that is not injury related to him. So the longer you can hold off Josh Simmons, the better, in my opinion. But the kid is that talented that you might be allured into seeing what he has, not on week one necessarily, but hey, let's see what he can do maybe, you know, in week six, week seven in October, if things are still a little bit uncertain at that position or if something happens to Jalen Moore.
I was more asking of, could you see a scenario in which Moore starts at left tackle, Simmons starts at right tackle, and Taylor is the odd man out? Or, I'll throw in another scenario, could you see a possibility where all three of them play on the offensive line and they play one of them, I guess probably more Jalen Moore at guard, and then Kingsley Suamata'i is the odd man out?
Now, see, you start in something, Carrington, all right? And that has to be the breaking case of emergency seal. That plan right there. Like, hey, we plan Jalen Moore starting money, okay? So if Josh Simmons comes into camp in elite shape, if he does well in the preseason, if he gets to that point, if he has blown the coaches away at a greater expectation than what Kingsley Suamata'i did last year, okay, maybe you're willing to start him sooner rather than later, but you're still paying Jalen Moore, whether he's on the field or not, and we know he can play in the NFL. There's still a question mark about Kingsley Suamata'i, who did play well in Week 18 against a starting defense in the Denver Broncos who had to win in that game. But as I've told people this summer, nobody was game planning for you, son. So, that's where it gets tricky, because I just think Jawan Taylor's playing. He knows that. He's a professional. He will do the job that's asked of him. And because he's played on the left side, I guess you could project Jalen Moore inside at left guard. But that would be if you knew, let's say midway through the season, this second-round pick in Kingsley Suamata'i has not materialized in the way that we thought. And I will remind people, that would have been a quicker fall from grace than even Sky Moore, who was also a second-round pick.
Right now, we're talking to Nate Taylor for a couple more minutes here. He is now with ESPN. He has taken over as the Chiefs insider. I do want to get this last point out before we move on to Trent McDuffie, because there's a lot to talk about there. It is really cool that this happened for Trey Smith. We're talking about a player who fell in the draft due to some health concerns. He has been a day one starter in the National Football League, and he just got $70 million guaranteed when he signed a 4-year, $6 million deal coming out of college. Like, this is what guys work so hard for. This is the fruits of all of your labor and you being a productive player in the league. So if, like, on that, on a personal level, he has done everything he's supposed to do to get this money. He's been great in the community, been a great teammate, been great on the field, and now he has been rewarded by the team that he wants to play for.
Correct. He got everything he wanted and more today, guys. And he should be applauded. He should be praised, because you're right, Carrington. This is a culmination. This is a coronation for him, because not only do you get the respect that a lot of people have given you in the league, like, hey, man, you're one of the best in the league. You would have been the best free agent had you gotten to free agency, which is why they use the franchise tag, right? So you have to wait even longer. You can't trade him, you know, so you don't really have a way to maximize your value on the trade market. He loves being in Kansas City. He has said at various points over the last year, this is my goal. This is my dream. I want to stay here. He was very pleased with Creed Humphrey's deal last year, and he waited his turn, and now it's his time to be paid, you know, handsomely. And I also want to say this too. Now we're getting to the human part, right? With the blood cost, with the family, with his mother. I mean, all of this is So gratifying would probably be the best word. It has to be truly gratifying for Trey Smith, given the struggles coming into the league, given the questions about whether he was going to be durable to play at the NFL level, given his prior history with blood clots in his lungs. I mean, that was scary stuff at the time. So the Chiefs deserve a brilliant job, a tremendous credit for the brilliant job they've done in terms of, assisting him in terms of his health. And Trey deserves even more credit for his diligence, his consistency, his work ethic. And lastly, most times NFL agents are who we think they are. I don't need to go further. But this time, the agent worked for the client in the absolute best manner. We not giving up a single bit of leverage. We not giving up a single penny of what we're trying to maximize out of your value at this point in your career, and we not giving them a single day. We're going to take it all the way up to the deadline day. And you know what? We're going to make them sweat it at breakfast. We're going to make them sweat it a little bit at lunch. And until they get Clark Hunt to agree to this, from a human standpoint, his agent, or I should say his agents, did a masterful job using their leverage and maximizing it with the time and the window that they had, because that guy, based on his background, deserves that money, and he's already a two-time champion. And you hope that he will continue to go on that Joe Tooney track, which is, hey, man, I've been to six of these things, and I've won like four of them.
Nate, I'll get you out of here with this final question. Now the conversation shifts to Trent McDuffie. We have seen all of the very talented young corners get paid. We were on Pro Football Focus earlier today, and out of the top five corners in the league, the only one who's not on their second contract now is Trent McDuffie. You would have to assume that this extension is coming soon. Have they begun negotiations? Have they started discussions? How close are they to getting a deal done with him?
Well, that's something we also discussed on NFL Live. And so what I've said is they should be on the phone with him now, like literally, they have not really gotten into much of a conversation just because, this is both beneficial, I guess, to the Chiefs to some degree, because you now get Derek Stingley, you get Sauce Gardner. Okay, those guys were drafted ahead of Trent McDuffie. Trent McDuffie better than those guys. So it's really nice for the player, similar to Trey Smith, where you're like, hey, okay, now I know what my value is based on his market-setting deal, and I'm better than him. I've won two Super Bowls. I've been a two-time All-Pro at the cornerback position, one of the hardest positions to play in American sports. So think about it from this standpoint. The Chiefs had to get they had to get rid of Joe Tooney in order to pay, Trey Smith. Now, after you pop some champagne, you do a round of applause, you take a deep breath, ooh, buddy, you got to go through this again, because when the Chiefs travel to Sao Paulo, Brazil, a couple days before the season opening game that Friday night, you have better had a deal in place using the fifth-year option as a little bit of an extender, because you already enacted that, to get a deal done with Trent McDuffie. Because if you don't do it now, that price is only going to go up, because, kids, I'm telling you, I have more confidence in Trent McDuffie being an even more excellent player further in his career than I do right now with Trey Smith. And you had to get a deal done with Trey Smith. So they're in the same boat, and now their timeline is basically, okay, can we get something done before opening night, similar to what they did last year with Creed Humphrey? They got that deal done. That set them up to get this deal done with Trey Smith, and now Trey Smith has set themselves up to get a deal done with Trent McDuffie.
Nate, when you were 14 years old, who was your favorite baseball player?
Okay, I have two categories. The non-royal category, obviously was Ken Griffey Jr.
Okay,
Royals category, because man, he went through a lot, y'all. Y'all don't understand it. You know, for as much love as Salvador Perez gets, Mike Sweeney should get that in double. I loved watching Mike Sweeney when I was a teenager.
That is our guy, Nate.
Perennial All-Pro.
No, I'm with you. No, Nate, I mean, Mike Sweeney was great. I love Mike Sweeney, too. I'm happy that Mike Sweeney gets a lot of love. So, no, I'm happy that that's the name that you said. That is our guy, Nate Taylor, joining us on the show today. He is in Bristol, Connecticut. He now works for ESPN. Nate, man, congratulations, man. Congratulations to you and your family, man, all your hard work. Now got you to the four-letter network, man. We look forward to watching you on SportsCenter.
Unbelievable. Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.